May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In our gospel today, we are unashamedly eavesdropping on a prayer between Jesus and our Father. At the same time, that prayer is a meditative inner dialogue to which Jesus intends us to listen and to take into the deepest part of ourselves. For he is laying out for us exactly what our relationship with the world as believers should be. If we believe that the promises and the signs that Jesus makes to us are true, then they apply to all of us, each and every single one of us. And they are integral to our identity as Christians. We are Christians only in as much as our relationship with the world follows the path of our Lord's relationship with the world. Now, so much of our time, though, is spent on putting distance between ourselves and the world. Our ancestors did not have that luxury, though, or the means of doing so, because the vast majority of them worked from dawn to dusk to provide basic human necessities of life, such as food, and clothing, and shelter. They did recognize one thing that we suspiciously find it convenient to forget, namely, that the gift of a Sabbath day was an occasion for rest, reflection, and thanksgiving to God for the blessings we enjoy. But that's another sermon. Now, this post-industrial age in which we find ourselves has given us such large amounts of free time, of leisure time, that our ancestors would think we were all royalty. Sure, there are those among us who are extremely busy and feel as if there just aren't enough hours in the day to get everything accomplished that needs to be done. And for those for whom that is a daily reality, you have my sympathy. For others, though, the anxiety of what seems to be too little time is largely the result of lifestyle choices. Choices that we are free, entirely free, to modify or to change. The reality is that most of us choose how we spend most of the hours not needed for work or sleep. And so, how have we chosen to spend those hours? Our choices are effectively limitless because no one human being can do all that's available. Knowledge and information are so widely available for the curious and motivated that with equal ease we can learn to play a musical instrument, or we can learn to speak and write a foreign language, all for free. Parks, playgrounds, and community centers provide opportunities for exercise and socializing. and we can readily find entertainment in television, theaters. And there's nothing inherently wrong with any of these choices. What is dangerous is when we choose to spend our leisure hours to escape and avoid entirely the world. It is so very easy to find eager helpers to do this. For example, the reason why there are no clocks on the floors of casinos or windows to the outside is so that the customer will be subliminally encouraged to forget what lies outside the walls of the casino, to ignore the demands and the expectations the world has on us, resulting in a kind of amnesia, a convenient amnesia, that's profitable to the casino, but injurious to our wallet and our souls. Now, we don't need the complicit aid of others to fall into this spiritual danger. Every day, we hear news reports that tell us that we spend unprecedented amounts of time in games on computers or the smartphone, and even intentionally search for cute kitten videos. With each moment and each hour we spend in these pursuits, the insidious result of disengagement from relationships with others grows. And it's true, the world can be a terrible place to its victims, or even a boring one for those who have too much time on their hands. We might even point to our Lord, who says in today's gospel that he is not of this world, nor those who believe in him. And you could rationalize your choice to escape from the world based on this singular interpretation. But you would be a liar if you did so, for that would not be the whole truth of the gospel, and the truth would not be in us, as Jesus says. The truth is, we who believe in Christ are not of the world. And yet the world is very much the place to which we belong. In the words of our Lord to our Father today, as you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. In one clean, clear verse, Jesus reminds those who belong to him that the pattern of his life was not escape from the world, but one of engagement with the world. One that calls for risk and vulnerability, and one that cost Jesus his life. Now, I have to say, I am reminded on this Mother's Day that my mother gave me similar advice, and probably your own mothers gave you the same kind of admonition. When they told us on balmy summer afternoons, when they found us inside the house on the couch, reading a book or watching television, get up off your butt and get outside. The sun's shining and you're missing it. It's strongly tempting to escape the world whenever the possibility presents itself. Yet today's gospel provides an enduring corrective to the distracting temptation of turning away from where we are called to be. The kingdom of God is not some mythical pie in the sky, by and by, but it begins right here and right now, in every present moment we follow our Lord into the world. And next week we shall see how this mission that Jesus gives us today will be empowered beyond all hope and imagination by the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.